Lesson 15. In 1990, the psychologist Viktor Frankl delivered the keynote speech at a conference held in California. As 7,000 people listened, Frankl told the compelling story of his life. He described the terrible things that happened to him while he was imprisoned in a Nazi death camp, and how he had nearly died many times. During his talk, Frankl described one day in particular that seemed to have made a deep impression on him. On a wintry day in Poland, he was being marched through a field with a group of other prisoners. He was dressed in thin clothing, with no socks, and he had holes in his shoes. Very ill from mistreatment, he began to cough. The cough was so severe that he fell to his knees. A guard came over and told him to get up and keep walking, but his cough was so intense that he could not even answer. The guard began to beat him with a club and told him that he would be left to die if he did not get up. Frankl, who had witnessed this being done to other prisoners, knew the guard was deadly serious. Sick, in pain, and still being hit, he thought, "This is it for me." There he was on the ground, in no condition to go on, and all of a sudden he was no longer in Poland. Instead, he found himself imagining himself standing on a stage in post-war Vienna, giving a lecture on the psychology of death camps. An audience of 200 listened to his every word. The lecture was one that he had been working out the whole time he had been in the death camp. He spoke about how some people seem to survive the experience better than others, psychologically and emotionally. It was a brilliant lecture, all taking place in his mind's eye and ear. He was no longer half dead in the field, but living in the lecture. During the lecture, Frankl told the imaginary audience about the day he was in that field being beaten and was certain he didn't have the strength to get up and keep walking. Then, wonder of wonders, he told his imagined audience he was able to stand up. The guard stopped beating him, and he began to walk slowly. As he was imagining, describing this to his audience, his body got up and began to walk. He continued to imagine this lecture all the while he was doing the work and through the cold march back to the death camp. He collapsed into his narrow bed, imagining ending this brilliantly clear speech and receiving a standing ovation. Many years later, and thousands of miles away, in 1990 in California, he received a standing ovation from 7,000 people after this speech. What did Viktor Frankl do that most people with problems don't do? He vividly imagined a future in which his problems were resolved and then worked backward to the present to determine what he would need to do in order to make that future a reality. If you are stuck with a problem, just turning your gaze from the past to a future in which the problem is no longer with you is a major change in the way of viewing the problem. Then, of course, you would have to work backward to the present to figure out what you could do to make that future a reality, rather than just an appealing fantasy.